The Sharks head coach Martin Grubb, home win over Manchester, ended up routine, but that first period must have given you a few things to think of.
Yeah, we started very, very poorly. I thought that we came out, you know, jumping our game whatsoever, and I think that, to be honest, I think the boys had one eye on last weekend, and again, that was a routine win, so I think we done a disrespect to Manchester. We should have noticed, because they scored two goals in the first period last weekend and were leading twice, and obviously we went in 2-0 down, so there was a few things to be changed and a few words to be had, and from there we thankfully picked it up and I think put the game to bed in the second period.
And the luxury cuts here, just a one game weekend this weekend, so just to keep things ticking over, but letting the aches and pains kind of rest until next weekend as well.
Yeah, I think that the one game weekend over the last couple of weeks has given us a chance to go hard on the Saturday night and then just rest ourselves, and we can do a wee bit extra in practice during the week and make sure that we're ready for the big games we've got coming up. So in one respect it's nice, in other respects sometimes nice to just keep the two games going, but I mean, it is what it is at the moment, and we obviously just want to keep our wins tallying up game after game and obviously see where we end up.
And on the ice, obviously Pavel's getting back into game shape, and that's becoming more apparent as the more he plays, obviously.
Yeah, I think the thing with Pav is, I think we can see strength on the puck, and he's smart, and him and Ian have got a partnership going there now, and I think Craig Thurston's been slotting there, and it's going pretty well for him. And when we spoke a few weeks ago, and we knew Pav hadn't played for a wee while, so every time he hits the ice, he's getting better, he's working hard both on and off the ice, and he's becoming an asset to us. And I think as the season progresses into this business end, we'll rely on him more and more, and it's good to see for us.
From my point of view, I think Fraser Goldie, best game I've seen this season from him, did very well both ends of the ice.
Yeah, I mean, we know Fraser's more than capable, he's played at the elite level, and sometimes I think he coasts through games, and other times, like tonight, when he's up for it a bit more, he proves what a good player he is, and he's very good in his own zone. He's a big boy, he's physical, and then offensively he can shoot the puck, and he showed a couple of times when he got a chance he can put it in the net, so it's pleasing to see. And it's pleasing that I think after that long break some players are just starting to find a bit more form again, so I think we need that going into Blackburn next week and obviously the games we've got after that, so yeah, I think we've just got to keep rolling now.
And just looking ahead, as you mentioned, Blackburn coming in on Saturday there along with Sutton, probably one of the form teams in the division at the moment. Anything particular, or are you just going to keep working as you've been doing?
I think we've got to concentrate on ourselves and make sure that we execute our systems properly. I think that, I mean, as you say, Blackburn and Sutton are the two form teams. I think they meet tomorrow as we speak, so it'll be interesting to see what comes for that. Jared will have his guys fired up and they'll come in here believing they could win, but again, we're at home and I think we're obviously a better team at home, and we'll focus on a few things during the week. We'll practice Tuesday, we'll practice Friday, we'll tighten a few things up and we'll be ready. The boys know that it's a big task and it's a big test for us, and I think if we can win that game it just gives us a little bit more daylight at the top of the table, so it's a huge game for both teams, but we're confident that we'll be ready.